welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've told my children in the past. I'm Dan Wendland, your host and storyteller. In today's story, Flibbertigibbet, King of the Cats, has gone on vacation, and his nephew Flip-Flop is filling in for him. Unfortunately, things are not as peaceful as Flip-Flop might wish. I hope you enjoy the story.
Flip-Flop was on vacation, on a well-deserved break from being the guardian of the Elysium. What he did was go and be King of the Cats for a week while Flibbertigibbet went on vacation. So, he was soon stepping off the Cat's Paw Highway in the jungle and walked down to the steps of the palace. Flibbertigibbet met him on the steps and gave him the scepter and crown of the King of the Cats. He said,
"Oh, I'll take good care of the kingdom. I will be back in 1 week. I'm going to have an excellent rest for vacation."
"What are you doing?" said Flip-Flop.
"I'm going to be a deckhand on a fishing boat. The fishing boat is a boat that fishes for a tuna. I'm going to have my tuna fresh from the sea all week. It will be very nice."
"All right," said Flip-Flop. "Have fun."
"Oh, and one more thing, nephew. When I get back, I would prefer not to find a whoopee cushion under the cushion of the throne."
And Flip-Flop said,
"What they say?"
"I would prefer not to find a whoopee cushion on the throne."
"A whoopee cushion?"
"Yeah. Whoopee cushion are those things that you blow up, and when you sit on them, they make a farting noise."
"Oh, yeah. You didn't want to have a whoopee cushion sitting on his
And Flip Flop smiled at him and said, "I'll see what I can do, but I'm not going to make any promises."
"Oh, all right. Goodbye."
And Flibbertigibbet wandered off. Flip Flop went into the palace and prepared to take a tour. While he was touring, though, a messenger cat came running up to him breathless and she said, "Have you seen Flibbertigibbet?" And Flip-Flop said, "He's left for vacation. I'm king for the week now." "Oh dear," said the messenger cat. "Here's the message that I have to deliver. It would appear that a contingent of fairies, a new type of fairy, has come and wants to live in this part of the jungle. They're called jungle fairies, and they want to meet with the King of the Cats to ask permission to live here." "Oh," said Flip-Flop. "Well, does Flibbertigibbet let other people live in the jungle?" "Not usually," said the messenger cat. "I guess I'll have to meet with them and do the best I can," said Flip-Flop. So he went into the throne room, and he put on the royal crown, picked up the royal scepter, and then in came three fairies. They were very tall. And
how tall were they for fairies?
They were taller than Grandpa.
Taller than Grandpa?
Yeah.
Fairies are usually about this tall.
Well, that's not this kind of fairy. These fairies had no wings, and they were very tall, and they were all sort of a mottled green and yellow and brown color, so that you could tell looking at them that if they stood in a jungle and stood still, you would never, ever see them. Very well camouflaged. And Flip-Flop stood up and said, "Welcome to the Palace of the Cats, jungle fairies. My name is Flip-Flop. How may I help you?" And the middle fairy looked at him and said, "We are here in search of the King of the Cats, Flibbertigibbet. My name is Folia, and I represent the jungle fairies." "Yeah," said Flip-Flop. "About that, Flibbertigibbet's on vacation for the week, so while he's gone, I'm King of the Cats. So you can say whatever you needed to say to me, and I can make decisions." Said Folia. She looked at him for a moment with one eyebrow raised, like she wasn't really sure whether she wanted to trust the future home of her people to a temporary cat king. Then she gave a little sigh and she said, "Very well. I represent the jungle fairies. We have come here fleeing from an evil that destroyed our homeland. And we have come to ask sanctuary in this jungle. It's a beautiful place and we could be very happy here. And we understand that this part of the jungle belongs to the cats, and so we have come to ask permission to live beside you." "Well," said Flip-Flop, "what sort of evil from your homeland?"
"It is something that we do not like to talk about," said the jungle fairy.
"Huh," said Flip-Flop. "Is it something that might follow you here if you came to live with us?" Folia frowned for a moment, as if she were thinking.
She said, "Do not believe so. We think that now we have left our homeland, we are safe."
"Hmm," said Flip-Flop. "Well, what would you do if you lived here?"
"We would do what jungle fairies always do. We would tend to the jungle and keep it healthy. We would make sure the trees grow strong and that the animals all find things to eat. And we could also certainly help if the gardens around the palace as a thank you."
"Would you require much space?" said Flip-Flop.
"No," said Folia. "We would ask only the largest tree in the jungle to convert into our home."
"Well," said Flip-Flop, "I suppose I don't really see any harm in it." "Yes, as King of the Cats, I hereby authorize you to settle in the largest tree in the jungle, and from there to live with us in the jungle in peace and safety."
"We thank you," bowed Folia. And then the fairies turned and left.
What were the other two fairies?
They didn't introduce themselves. Flip-Flop got down from his throne.
Probably the guards.
Flip-Flop got down from his throne, and something about that whole conversation bothered him a little bit, although he couldn't quite put his paw on it.
I think I know what he's bothered about.
What's that?
I think he's bothered that they aren't exactly sure whether the evil would follow them.
Yes. He turned to one of the cat advisors and said, one of Flip-Flop's advisors, and said, "What do we know about these jungle fairies?" "I'm afraid we don't know anything, Your Majesty." "Well, find out," said Flip-Flop. "Send some people to go and talk to them, and send some people to research and go ask the other fairies what they know about these jungle fairies. And in particular, see if you can find out where they lived and if anyone knows what happened to it." "Yes, Your Majesty." Then Flip-Flop decided that he was going to start out doing some investigating of his own. So he got on the Catspaw Highway, and he went to visit the music fairies. He found Do, who said that she did not know anything about any jungle fairies, but that they would gladly let him use the library in the concert hall. There was a great encyclopedia of fairies. He looked it up. He found a very small entry for jungle fairies. It said the jungle fairies were a small group of fairies who had long ago disappeared from the main group of fairies, that they practiced a sort of jungle magic that seemed to help jungles grow, but that some jungle fairies seemed to be using jungle magic for things that they should not. Instead of encouraging natural jungle plants to grow, they were trying to use their magic to create new kinds of plants that had never been created before. And that was not what jungle magic was meant to do.
Like
plants.
Like
plants that could walk and act as.
Corn.
Yes. But more importantly, they wanted plants that could walk around and act as their
servants. Black peas?
Yeah, act as their servants. And that part of the reason that they had left the rest of the fairies is that the fairies had agreed
that
those uses of magic were not allowed and that the jungle fairies would not be allowed to use them. Thought Flip-Flop. I wonder if they're still up to that. I wonder if what they were experimenting with has anything to do with what happened to their homeland. I wish Flibbertigibbet were here, he thought. I'm sure he'd know what to do. I think perhaps I should go have a talk with those jungle fairies. And so, he took the Catspaw Highway back to the jungle and walked towards the largest tree in the jungle. Just as he arrived, he saw a fairy come running out of the tree as fast as it could,
and as it ran past him, it said in a breathless voice, "They followed us." And that is where I must end the story for tonight.
Hey, what?
Tomorrow night, I will tell you. And tomorrow night, I will tell you what happened next.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and witty commentary were supplied by my children. The music was created by Brandon Thompson. Your reviews and personal recommendations are the main way that new listeners find the show, so thank you for spreading the word. I'd love to hear your feedback, so feel free to get in touch via email or social media, which are listed in the show notes. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.